From 14 years, I think SHS. I went to the SHS and I never went back home. I never went back home. I went to my big sister, the one I'm after. I went to stay with her, and she was mostly not at home. So I had the freedom to be alone, do things on my own. But I was level-headed not to misbehave. I think that's also. So I've always wanted to have my freedom.
Okay, right. I think I'm figuring something out. So, Charity, did you feel like you didn't have the attention you
Yes,
needed when
I
you were?
never had it.
Huh?
Even till now, I never had any attention from parents, from the people I stayed with, So I used to crave for it so much, and I was like, since they're not giving it to me, I want to be alone because I'm not getting anything from you guys. I want to be alone. So they didn't pay attention to me that much. So they don't even know me much. That's why, before we started this, I told you my mom was against me coming to Accra. And I was like, it's because she doesn't know me well. But if she knew me, she knew I wouldn't engage in some of the things she thought I would engage myself in when I get to Accra here. Accra has that perception that once you come here, you see that you are doing men, prostitution, all that. And she was thinking that, but I felt like she didn't know me well. So that's why she was thinking that way.
I think I figured something out. I've spoken to enough business people to know that there's always a drive inside. And I think I worked it out. But watch this. That your desire to want attention has translated to you wanting to become financially successful. Is that so that people can now pay attention to your needs and yeah?
Yes, I think a little bit of attention seeking has helped here because it made me push myself more. I want to be seen. I want to be heard.
This is the time. Stop the
I
magic.
want to be seen. I want to be heard. So I like speaking to people. I like teaching. I like, setting the camera and, talking about stuff. So when I found out I can do this business, I was like, I've learned it. Honestly, people don't even have what is in my head. I want to pour it out to people. So it was, that's how it all started because I wanted to be seen, I wanted to be heard, and by God's grace.
Did anybody sit you down to listen to your problems when you were a child?
Never.
I'm sorry, but this is turning into a therapy session.
Right?
I.
Never. And I wish someone did,
Yeah.
honestly. I wish someone did, but never. No one listened. I didn't even have anyone to go to because my mom was a very hard person to deal with. We were so scared of her. My dad was very soft, and that my mom was so scared of her. So if you have a problem, you keep it to yourself. And I didn't grow up with my siblings, so I didn't know who to talk to. So I would rather hoard it inside of me and not talk to anyone.
As a young girl growing up, anybody, any of your parents tell you they are proud of you, you're beautiful, those words, never heard
Never
those?
heard that. I've been through one more treatment to the other till I said I wanted my freedom. I don't want to stay with anyone again. I'm okay being alone. So, and I've been alone since then. It has its bad side, but the good side is also
What is the
there.
bad side?
I think it makes you want to keep to yourself. One of my biggest problems is networking. I'm always at home working. I'm not able to go out, network with people, But sometimes I feel like I want to do that. I want to get to know people. I want people to get to know me, but it's like I don't want people in my business. So I always keep to myself and my two friends.
You not staying with your parents, people, maltreating you, not feeling heard, has created the human being we are seeing today.
Definitely.
Are you proud of what you've achieved?
I am so proud. I never thought I would get here because, I've done so many things through pain, to be neglected and all that, and being able to push through because no one got me here except me and God. So I'm very proud I'm able to get to this point. Anytime I'm spending and overspending, my friends will be like, leave her, she has been through a lot. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here because it's been a tough journey. I started working very early in life. I've sold gobe. I've sold food by the roadside. I've carried water on my head, from eight Accra, no, Kumasi, from 18, is it Market? I've forgotten the name, but they call it something, 18 something. From there, I'll carry water on my head straight to race course, back and forth. I've been through it. I've been through it. And I know how it feels like. So I want to be somewhere that I don't have to remember those times again.
If you're still here with me, I'd like to know in the comments if you're enjoying this conversation. We are supposed to be talking about money.
Money.
But I'm trying to figure out the path that has created the charity I'm looking at.
The path is important.
And I think not just this story, but I've picked up several patterns, even with me, myself, and several other business people I've interviewed. And there's always neglect, superiority complex, wanting to be seen.
Yeah.
Feeling like they have a voice.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, right.
Some people have come from families where their opinion did not matter. So they have seen that as a way of, I need to really work hard to make money. Because money has become like the ultimate through which people tend to respect people in societies.
Right.
So they go and get the money. And now families will be calling them, what do you think about this? Has this happened to you?
Yes. I mean, before we started, I told you right now when they need, not like they need, but right now when they want to make a decision, they call me. It wasn't like that at first, you know, but now no decision goes in the family without it passing through me. And sometimes I'm not interested, but, you know, I just have to put my one or two there.
Charity, if you become a parent, what would you do differently?
I think I'll show my kids how to love themselves. I think I'll pour into my kids. Yeah, I'll pour into my kids. It's very important. And I'll make my kids my friend, not for them to be afraid of me. I don't want my kids, because we were so much afraid of my mom. I think it's just now that we are not so scared. But at first, you can't go to her for anything. You can't tell her anything. My dad, you can. But, you know, because of my mom's side, you're not able to go to my dad. And because my dad is very calm. He doesn't like problems. He's very calm. So whatever it is, he doesn't like to, you know, interfere with whatever my mom is doing. But yeah, I'll show my kids how to love themselves, because I suffered from that a lot. And I'll show them... I'll point to them and support them.
When you decided to come to Accra,
mm-hmm.
who was with you and who was against you?
My dad was the only one with me, but anyone else, my siblings didn't know, but I mean, they knew, but you know, they will always, if my mom says no, it's no.
I see.
If my mom says no, it's no. She said no, but I said yes, because I felt like she doesn't know me like she thinks she does. So... I'm not saying disrespect your parents, but I knew what I wanted. And I wasn't going to get it in Kumasi. I was in Kumasi. Right after I came to university, I didn't go anywhere. I packed myself straight to Accra. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where I was. I was supposed to go to a friend. And till today, I've not seen my friend. She never picked up my call after I got to, I think, Amazon. That's a long story. You know, so I had to lodge in a total stranger's house, stay there for a long time, for about a month. Or 2 hours, I was starting my service and all that. So my boss helped me rent. And yeah, that's where it started from. Right from university, I was like, I want to come to Accra.
Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Mind, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor. Because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Now let's get back to the conversation. What is it about Accra that made you want to come to Accra?
I didn't. Kumasi, I have family in Kumasi. I wanted to be away from my family. I wanted to be away from family. I wanted to be alone. Like, if they want to get to me, they have to pick a car and come. I didn't want them to get access to me so easily. I think maybe because I was so hurt, and, you know, because I packed my stuff and went to university alone. And, you know, university people are coming with their parents, their grandmothers and all that. From the whole family could, you know, bring you to the university. I carried my bag and went to KNUST alone. So, and then I went there, no one came to visit me.
Charity, I went to university alone as well. There's a lot of, this conversation is very therapeutic, even for me.
Yeah.
You know, but let's talk about money.
I love money.
Let's talk about money.
Right.
There's a temptation to carry on, but I want to talk about money.
Talk about money.
Let's do this. Right. So you came to Accra.
Yeah.
And then you started your service.
Yeah.
Okay. Now talk me through the journey from there to starting your business.
Okay. So when I was coming to Accra, I had met someone, and then the person was like, he's opening a shop. Then he will need someone to manage the shop, an Apple shop. it's going to be big, and then he needed someone to take out the shop. And he realized I was respectful and, you know, all that. So instead of going to the field to work like my colleagues, I went to work in an Apple shop somewhere around Sphinxes. So right when I was working there, things were getting weird, you know, men and women stuff. So I was like, no, I want to end it. So I didn't even complete my service. I completed in 7 months. So I went to the NSS office and filed for completion. So I just finished, and then I only stay home trying to figure out what to do. So I had an opportunity to go and work with someone, work under someone in the construction field. But I wasn't getting much from it. It's like I wake up, go to work, and I'm not being paid. I'm not learning anything. If I want to be on the site with you, I want to learn. Not just, I want to learn on the job as well. But I wasn't getting that. So I was like, I'm taking transportation in and out. I'm eating. I'm spending about 20 cedis daily. That was like a lot of money for me. And I'm not getting paid. Just that I saved a lot from my previous work. So I was surviving on that for a while. And I realized, no, my money is going to get finished. So I'm not going to go to work again. I woke up, I went to work one day and I was so depressed. I wouldn't say depressed, but so sad. I cried. I called my friend and was like, come back home. So I went back home and I never showed up to the work again. And then I stayed home for about 2 years. And just to, you know, clarify stuff, I met someone, a guy from my workplace who was doing well. So that 2 years that I was home, you know, he came through for me. But I realized the relationship was not serving me again.
Connected Minds Podcast.